You have an update on Drew Stafford?
We'll get some tests done tomorrow. We don't think it's overly significant, so we'll leave him at day-to-day.
Do you take anything different from this game, close game? Your team came back from behind.
No. You know what? I wouldn't be assessing the team game. I think that starts in our next game when it gets closer to our lineup. It's still about individuals trying to show what they do so that we can learn about them. And now I think we've probably made our assessment on what they are as players, and we'll start talking about more about how the pieces fit, you know.
You talk about assessing players. You had Andrew Kopp on the wing tonight. Just giving
happy
him
with that.
Look.
Yeah. He played. We switched it in the third last game in Calgary, and it was back-to-back, so I didn't run him too hard there, but really comfortable with him. He's a smart player, so I didn't think there would be a huge adjustment. I liked him.
Has Kyle Connor done anything that you didn't expect to see?
No, so I you know, rookie camps, development camps, but I've only been here for a few days, so I haven't seen the full package yet. You'd hope that you would see maybe slightly more than glimpses of speed, finding the holes to use that speed. You'd hope to see either a shot or a playmaking ability. And then you hope to see a belief that all the other parts of the game that will be kind of new to him, that he can pick up on them and grasp them. So we've seen the speed, and you saw that shot tonight, but other shots and some. So we're excited about this young man on those fronts. The other question is what all young players have to answer. How ready are they for the battles along the walls, the pucks out? Almost the confidence not to make plays. You know, that I'm not, so I want to be clear about that so you don't crush me for saying that. But the most confident offensive-minded players they know there's another play coming. The next shift, the shift after. So they're not trying to show anybody how offensively skilled are. They're just making the right play. When a guy hits that peak level of confidence, and he's got years to get to that, they won't force anything. It'll be just, you know, they know their points are coming, they know their chances are coming. They never force offense.
Paul, with that skill set, would you consider, a lot of debate, would you consider him for a third line role, or does he have to be top six or AHL in your eyes?
Doesn't have to be top six.
What specifically does it mean? Like, that finishing ability, you know, some nights you might only get one shot, but to be able to bury it, what does it mean to add that kind of an element potentially to a lineup?
It means a whole lot in a few years, right? Because there's the other young man, Patrick Laine, he's of the same ilk. There's a Nick Ehlers. The opportunity to make that pass or make that shot on the Scheifele backdoor goal, that level of skill. It's going to, well, I'm always careful here about how freely or openly I talk about the skill level of these young players, because it won't translate, the words won't translate to an NHL season at 18, 19, 20. But it's there. I mean, these young men, and that the depth of our organization in 2.5 years in terms of the players that won't make our team, the skill level of the players that will make our team, so much higher than the skill level of the players that didn't make our team a year or two ago. And they're going to push for jobs.
What's a manageable number as you kind of get down to the last two games for you?
I would say about 28 to 30 healthy. Anything that you can run in a one-group environment, we'd like to get out of the two groups now, just for rest for everybody. Coaches, those poor coaches I left here have been running 3-a-days and video, so I gotta manage it for them too.
You had Mark O'Dano and Nick Patan fill in for Drew on that line with Kyle and Matthew. I was wondering what you thought of how they did filling in and just their games.
Nick Patan has proven to be adept at all three positions, which is a real advantage for him. So he, left, right, or center, really doesn't, he's a very, very smart guy. Marco, I do think, is better on the left, but he's spent now enough time over on the right that he's comfortable. And Marco had a number of pretty good chances in there tonight. Well, I like their games.
Thanks, Paul.
I don't think you love anything in an exhibition game, though. That's rule number one.